Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal uttering. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today you can tell I've been talking a lot. Yesterday at my retreat for the welcome weekend, we had a wonderful retreat yesterday all day long. It was a very long day, more than 12 hours, but today we're back in the gospel as we turn to the Gospel of Luke this morning in chapter 12 with verses 49 through 53 for our practice. I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it was already burning. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. Father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, and a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. So today in Luke 12, verses 49 through 53, Jesus speaks of the division his message can bring, declaring, I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it was already kindled. He acknowledges not only the urgency of his mission, but also the inevitable strife it can create, even among families. This passage resonates deeply with my own painful reality. In recent times, my love for Jesus and the unwavering truth of salvation have led to a tragic estrangement from my children. They perceive my beliefs as outdated or intolerant in the era that prizes a different set of values, often labeling me as canceled. I long for the days when we shared laughter and love, but now their absence weighs heavily on my heart. Each day I pray for them fervently, hoping they can find it within themselves to forgive me. I miss our conversations, the joy of family gatherings, and the bond that once felt unbreakable. I often reflect on the words of Jesus, realizing that sometimes love draws lines that can seem insurmountable. Like many who strive to live by faith, I find myself in a situation rife with misunderstanding, yet I cling to hope. I pray that my children will see my true intentions stem from love and a desire for their well-being. This division, while painful, reminds me of Christ's own prophetic words. I hold on to the hope that, like the fire he speaks of, the warmth of reconciliation can eventually illuminate our relationship once more. Lord knows I would love to see all of my children to be saved. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. I'm a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Luke 12. It's verses 49 through 53. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's titled, Jesus, a Cause of Division. In the heart of the earth a fire burns bright, a flame that ignites through the darkest of night. I come not with peace, the Savior does say, but a call that may lead loved ones away. A passion for truth, a sacred command, can fracture the bonds that we thought would withstand. In the clash of belief, hearts struggle and tire, still through pain and division, his message inspires. families torn by the light of His grace, as shadows of doubt cast across every face. Yet love calls us forth, through trial and despair, to face the division and find hope in our prayer. So I long for my children, their laughter, their cheer, but fear holds them captive and keeps them from being near. In faith I surrender my heart to the flame, trusting God's promise will guide them back the same. Through fire and through strife may we find our way to heal all the rifts that have led us astray. For in Jesus' love the path is made clear, a call to rejoice, to forgive, and draw near. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's August 17th, 2025. I'm recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, who's at home praying for my retreat weekend and then spending some time with her brother yesterday, Johnny, who we often call out to Jesus every day as we close in His honor, and who was here yesterday. He came and built our porch a couple of years ago, and it was, I'm sure, good for her to spend some time with her brother, who was a really good man. We love him dearly. And everyone that we've been working with in the retreat, has been such a blessing to get to know each and every one of you. And may we call on the name of Jesus to find our Savior and life eternal. Amen. We close at 7:11 in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Remember, there may be division when you call on the name of Jesus, but it is between you and Him anyway. Amen. May God bless you and call you home when you end your life. God bless you.